This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Supreme Court last night uploaded on its website an in-house inquiry report into alleged discovery of huge cash at the residence of Delhi High Court Judge Yashwant Verma. The inquiry report, submitted by Delhi High Court Chief Justice D.K. Upadhyay, contained information about official communications stating that 4 to 5 semi-burned stacks of Indian currency were found. The 25-page inquiry report also included videos and photographs of the firefighting operation at Justice Verma's residence on the night of Holi, March 14, during which the cash was recovered. As recommended in the report, Chief Justice of India, Justice Sanjeev Khanna, has constituted a 3-member in-house inquiry committee to probe the allegations against Justice Verma. CJI Khanna has also directed the Chief Justice of Delhi High Court not to assign any judicial work to Justice Verma. In his response, Justice Verma has stated that no cash was ever placed in the storeroom either by him or any of his family members. He said the allegations of cash discovery at his residence clearly appear to be a conspiracy to frame and malign him. The centre has withdrawn 20% duty on onion export, effective from 1st of April. According to the Minister of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution, this will ensure remunerative prices to farmers while maintaining affordability of onion to the consumers at a crucial juncture. It added that both mandi and retail prices have softened following expected arrival of rabi crops in good quantities. The nation is paying homage to the 3 of its heroic revolutionaries of the Indian freedom struggle, Shaheed A. Azam, Bhagat Singh, Shivram Rajguru and Sukhdev Thapar, who were executed at the Central Jail in Lahore on this day in 1931. These brave freedom fighters were tried for assassinating British police officer J.P. Saunders on 17 December 1928 in Lahore and were sentenced to death. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has paid homage to India's freedom fighters Bhagat Singh, Sukhdev and Rajguru on Martyrs' Day today. Sharing a video in a social media post, Mr. Modi fondly remembered the supreme sacrifices made by these revolutionary leaders. Prime Minister has paid tribute to Dr. Ram Manohar Lohia on his birth anniversary today. In a social media post, the Prime Minister described Dr. Lohia as a visionary leader, a fierce freedom fighter and an icon of social justice. India has sent humanitarian assistance to Botswana in the wake of floods in the country. External Affairs Ministry said in a social media post that the first tranche of around 10 tons of assistance comprising essential medicines, surgical supplies, mosquito nets and water purifiers was dispatched for Botswana. Meanwhile, humanitarian assistance has also been sent to Kiribati to help strengthen the healthcare system of the country. A consignment of 6-bedded container-based dialysis unit departed from Mundra Port for Tarawa, Kiribati yesterday. The National Testing Agency, NTA, has extended the deadline for registrations for the Common University Entrance Test, CUET-UG 2025. Candidates can now submit their online applications till the 24th of March. The last date for fee submission has also been extended from 23rd to 25th of March up to 11:50 p.m. The window for application corrections will be open from 26th to 28th of March. The candidates seeking admission to undergraduate courses offered by central, state, private, deemed and government institutions must fill out the online form at cuet.nta.nic.in. Hamas political leader Salah al-Bardawil was killed in an Israeli airstrike at Khan Yunis in Gaza. According to reports from Hamas and Palestinian media, the strike targeted Bardawil in a southern Gaza strip where he was killed along with his wife. In Indian Premier League, Sunrisers Hyderabad will take on Rajasthan Royals at Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad today. The match will begin at 3:30 p.m. Indian time. In another clash of the day, Chennai Super Kings will face Mumbai Indians at M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai from 7:30 p.m. In gymnastics, India's Pranithi Nayak has bagged the bronze medal in the women's vault final at the Federation International Day Gymnastic World Cup in Antalya, Turkey. And that is the end of this news bulletin.